fans, be sure to email Rick your nude Britney photos. It's rick@rickemerson.com. You can also send other stuff, you know, if you want to, but mainly the Britney photos. No, really, naked Britney.
All right, 503-535-9100. More touching, sensitive, tender email from the audience. Rick, I know you can't pimp out your producer, but this is from the guy who gave me the bicycle, by the way. Thanks for making my space less cluttered. I've been unable to listen to the program this week, and I have to go to San Diego next week. Oh, life is hard. Want to know if you've ridden said bicycle. I'm having the brakes actually worth it right now that I will be. If not, Sarah has the right to verbally beat you. The weather couldn't be better. I know you can't pimp out your producer, but if you could hook a brother up next time she's single, I love vodka in any of its various forms, just not mixed with tonic. Perhaps you will get really drunk at the next listener party. P.S. Let me know the date, and I will make it. So the date is April 15th, which is Friday, by the way. Be there, be there, be there. Friday, April 15th, 8 p.m. at the Viper Room, which is on 7th and Hawthorne, for which we are still looking for names. All right, here's what I got to get to still. I got to do the top five. I still haven't gotten to this, how to tell if your child is a goth. I haven't gotten to this other e-news. I've got these phone calls. And you'll be happy to know that Dennis Glasgow is apparently nowhere in the building. Conscientious and on time as always. I'm glad we all learned our lesson there. Let's talk to a full-time listener in Portland. Quinn, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, yes. To tie in with actual name of the place, call it the Southeast Snakebite Soiree.
Southeast. Hold on. Southeast Snakebite Soiree.
Yeah, I don't even know how to spell that, but I know how to say it.
Attention to advertisers. All right, Quinn, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. Soiree. Let's see, we've got these. Rick, here are some titles for Rick Emerson Listener Party at the Viper Room on Hawthorne. How about Rick Emerson's Put the Lotion in the Basket? Let's see. Call it Listener Party 8. Surprise, Clyde is drunk. Listener Party 8. Why can't I stand up? How about this one? Rick, Listener Party 8. Party like River Phoenix's OD body. It's at the Viper Room, and his cleft lip bad acting brother is drooling over him. Can't even read today. One good joke in the email blew the whole thing right there. That's major.
Rick, you've got to stop. I'm going to get out off this chair and give you a hug if you don't stop.
Please don't give me a hug. No, please.
Then everyone's going to have to hear you beat me on the air.
Please don't. Please don't. All right. Rick, lots of people at my work are in a funk today, too. Allergy season must have kicked in on a Saturday or Sunday. Claritin, by the way, is the best. I like to crush it and snort it along with the pseudoephedrine. Here are some name suggestions. Listener Party 8, Rick sucks.
Oh, that's my... Turn it up.
Listener Party 8, turn it up and kill your mom. Listener... I really do wonder about you people sometimes. I mean that seriously now. I mean that in the best possible way. I'm not passing judgment or aspersions. I don't mean that as a pejorative. I really mean it. Literally, the way I'm saying it, it's not that I worry about you. I just wonder. Not even a bad wondering. It's kind of like when I sit and I wonder about the, you know, like why the Howells had all the luggage for just a three-hour tour. It's just a thing that I spend some time pondering. How about this? An emailer says, Listener Party 8, Rick wants to assault your sister. See, what, I'm not making any, they're all coming right off the email. There's something really bizarre going on out there. There's something strange in the air today. It's not just today. It's yesterday. It's big chunks of last week. There is something very bizarre going on in the atmosphere out there. Something in the ether, they used to say. It's 503-535-9100. In Gresham, John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick, I got a possible name for you. It's Rick Emerson Listener Party. No taxation without intoxication.
See, there you go. See, and that's good because you got the tax tie-in because it's April 5th. See, that? Here's the thing is that... I mean, it's going to be 7 years before April 15th is on a Friday again. So mm-hmm. We can't, you know, we can't blow this. Hold on, let me write that down. No taxation without what? Intoxication?
Intoxication or inebriation, whatever you think would work
intoxication.
Better.
I like intoxication. Intoxication. See, but then this does beg the whole question of whether the goddamn puritanical OLCC is going to go up on my ass about putting intoxication. Well, I guess technically speaking, we're not talking. Doesn't have to be about alcohol. You could be intoxicated by the beauty of a woman next to you.
That's right.
Doesn't necessarily have to be drinking. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, John. We appreciate it.
All right.
All right. It's John and it's John and Greg. You could be intoxicated by any number of things, I suppose. All right. I'll do these. We'll get a few more emails. We'll break. We'll come back with the top five. Third project. Oh, this is if you're a film geek. Third project of season Greenlight begins tonight. By the way, producers Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Chris Moore develop a horror movie titled Feast, which is on Bravo, which is a fantastic channel, incidentally. If you don't get Bravo, you ought to just. If you don't get Bravo, you might as well just cash in the cable. There's no point. But the big news tonight is that The Shield begins its fourth season tonight. And Glenn Close joins the barn as Vic Mackey's new captain because David Aceveda has moved on to wherever. He's moved on to spend more time with his family. I don't even know if he's on the series. They might have just blown him completely off the show. But Glenn Close, who's a fantastic actress, who I... You know, Glenn Close is one of those women that for the longest time I thought was attractive. And then he sort of... You know, it's a thing where you just sort of woke up one day and you look... It's like you wake up and you look over and you go, what was I thinking? So it was with Glenn Close. I think it's that she was really hot in Dangerous Liaisons. And that was largely because she was just wearing one of those bustiers that just shoved her cupcakes out like they were falling on the floor. And because of that, I thought she was attractive, you know? And then I kind of saw her without makeup and realized that wasn't the case. And but she's a fine actress, though. I mean, take anything away from her acting. So that's tonight on The Shield, which is just, if you're not watching The Shield, you really should just go incinerate yourself. I mean, it's one of the, it's right up there with Sopranos and Arrested Development. It's one of the five best shows. I mean, probably hit television in the last few years. Let's see. And then they have the, listen to this. How much sadder does your life get? We get the E-prep sheet every day, and they do like little recaps of the news and so forth, and they have, you know, Happy Birthday, too. And not even E! Shows him any respect. They refer to him as has-been singer Terrence Trent D'Arby, who nobody under the age of 30 will even know the name of. The only way that Terrence Trent D'Arby has been known by anybody in the last 5 years is that they floated his name as a possible replacement for Michael Hutchins in excess. What it says, has-been singer Terrence Trent D'Arby is 43. Oh, God, that's sad. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, who has a better life than all of us, is 37. And Sly Stone, who amazes us all by still being alive. I swear to God, I thought that guy was dead. I thought that guy was dead like decades ago. He's apparently still alive in 61. Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I assist you on this fine Tuesday, Steve?
Oh, I just got a name for listener party number 9, the tax relief party.
Tax relief. Somebody had blow your return. That was a good one. Tax relief. It seems like there should be some play on 1040, because isn't that the four we all fill out, the 1040
or
the
easy,
the W-2?
The easy tax party, something to that effect.
Something like that. Something like that, where the girls are easy. There's something.
Yeah, there you go.
There's something there with the numbers and the letters easy.
Easily screw the tax man.
There's something like that. There's something to be found. We haven't quite uncovered it yet. All right, Steve, thank you, sir.
Yeah, bye.
All right, talk about Listener Party 8, which is coming up Friday, April 15th at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. David, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Mr. Taylor.
Howdy. How you doing, sir?
Oh, never better. Interesting show. And in line with your earlier comment, how about Listener Party 8, Rick's next attempt to get fired?
I think that's happening today. I think Rick's next attempt to get fired is happening as we speak.
Well,
may or may not be. Thank you. I think. In Oregon City, Nathan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Listener Party 8, don't tax my booze.
Don't tax my booze. Hold on. Listener Party 8, don't tax my booze. All right. Are you going to be there? That's the question.
That's the plan.
All right. It is the first listener party ever to be held on a Friday, my friends. You've got to pencil it in now.
You listen to the man.
All right. Thank you. All right. There you go. It's 503-535. 9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Let us break now. I'll track down that black hole sun. Don't worry about it. It's somewhere. It's gone. It's gone away somewhere. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with today's top five. Don and Mike at noon. Like us at 3. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We're talking about Listener Party 8, which is coming up 30 days from today. Friday, April 15th. 31 days. 31 days from today. So 31 days, one full month from today, Friday, April 15th, at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. So We'll come up with our name for that. We'll have Don and Mike later on today, etc., etc. Don't forget Clyde Lewis here tomorrow. And tomorrow, top five rock trophy wives of all time. More on the way. Stay there. The Rick Emerson program. Rick, how about Listener Party 8? I love my sister, and you can too for $20. Moving on. Here's your top five for Tuesday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
Wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
All right, here's your top five for Tuesday. This is what we initially scheduled this for yesterday. Today's top five, which is brought to you by Wentworth Chevy Town, just 2 minutes from downtown at the east end of the Burnside Bridge. This is sort of to make up for Friday's top five, which we're now going to sort of replicate every Friday with a mini depresso fest. I think every Friday we're going to pick out one depressing song to play. This was meant to alleviate that yesterday. We'll do it today. These are the top five songs about a day of the week. Honorable mention at number six. This is completely wrong. This is still...
Of course it is.
This is still
Half-Breed
by Cher. Oh, in the name of sweet God.
My father married a good girl.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Why don't we just listen to some Cher, shall
Let's
we?
Let's just listen to Cher.
The Indian said that I was quite by law. The white man always called me Indian.
Goddamn white man. Everybody...
Come on, Rick, you can figure out a way to incorporate this into Days of the Week.
This is for Tim. Wasn't this from the... This is like from five top fives ago. What is this? How did this possibly come up?
I have no idea.
This is from the list of songs that Tim hated playing.
When you're not welcome,
you
I was wondering why we were having so much Cher lately.
I wonder if they're all from that day.
I think so. These other ones are different artists than they were on that day.
Everybody. Kill me. Kill me now. Come here and kill me. Number five. All right, well, that one's accurate at least. Correct.
So good to
somehow,
me.
The Bay City Rollers became Cher.
Monday morning.
Well, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Monday, Monday. Mama's, Papa's. Days of the week. Yada, yada.
Oh, Monday morning.
I hate this song.
Morning, couldn't guarantee.
This is depressing me. This is my attempt to be objective and put it on there because people seem to like it. And because I can't put... Because I can't put Ruby Tuesday on there because it's not really about a day of the week. See, also Tuesday's gone.
Monday.
I should have put the Boomtown Rats on here instead. I don't like Mondays.
Monday.
Counted out the top five songs about days of the week. Blah, blah, blah. Number four.
And Lord, it took me
oh, God.
Back
is this Friday's list? Eat the gun, why don't you?
Along the way.
Let's all be depressed together, shall we?
Sunday morning sidewalk.
Oh, God.
I'm depressed. Are you depressed?
I'm just going to break down and sob like a baby.
Sunday that makes the body feel alone.
We really should just break out Friday's Top 5 and see if there's anybody left alive by the end of the show today. Number three. This isn't depressing so much as it's just irritating. Him and that full-on, like, power mullet that he has in his video. Man, that was a bad look. I mean, I'm no one to point fingers, but that guy had really bad hair for a really long time. Let's take some phone calls during this U2, shall we? This is Richard. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
I got a suggestion for you. How about Listener Party 8, Tax Day Melee?
Tax Day Melee. That's not bad. I like anything that rhymes. Tax Day Melee.
Well, you got the double meaning there, too, you know.
Melee. I see. As in, you might earn the sexual favors of a young woman.
or the other way, yeah.
Or depending on what interests a person, yes. All right. Thank you, Richard.
You betcha.
All right, there you go. I hate this song. Number two. These are the top five songs about a day of the week. I'll listen to that. I see that. Now, that's music. There's a Molly Hatchet. This is a great song. I never get tired of this. Well, you know, it's days like today that you really miss that freedom to drink that we had when we worked for Fisher. You really notice the no drinking policy on a program like today. Yeah, I could listen to this all day. We should just play this nonstop for the next 11 minutes. Well, I sure hope the number one song isn't from somebody depressing. I sure hope the number one song isn't poignant and melancholy. I don't think I could take it right now. Let's see what number one is. What could it be? I sure hope it's from a band noted for their big pick-me-up classics.
This is so Friday, I'm in love.
He even sounds sad introing it.
Oh, Fat Bob.
He kind of looks like a bloated Michael Jackson.
Did you know that's what they call him in Europe?
Fat Bob.
Fat Bob.
That's just sad. All right. Well, it's appropriate that we end with The Cure today. Lock myself in a room and write gothic poetry to myself. Then go get high in the art supplies closet. All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Donna, Mike next. Like us at 3. World famous Phil Henry Show. Tell me to stay there. We will continue next.
Emerson, live and local, only on Max 910, talk radio for guys.
We got these. As as we enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Rick Moore, listener party titles. Can you tax my liver? Tax your liver. I'm going to modify that question. Tax your liver. That's good. Rick Emerson, listener party. Tax your liver. Rick, how about tax me like a dirty whore?
Like a dirty bike whore.
Tax me like a dirty whore. Show me your taxable assets. How about accountants are hot and easy? How about listener party 8? Art Alexakis has no idea why April 15th is important.
Oh. Okay, there you go.
That's funny.
That made the whole show worthwhile right there. That moment made the entire show worthwhile today. That made all 3 hours worth. That comment alone made all 3 hours worth doing right now.
Here's the money that I owe you.
Thank you. Rick, sorry, the show's going badly. I do have good news, though. I just saved a bunch of money in my car insurance by switching to Geico. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, it's time then. Time to go home.
It's time to go.
Time to go home now. Don't
Let's
forget, coming up on tomorrow's Rick Emerson Show, Clyde Lewis will be here. And I'll attempt to go through my piles of crap tonight and find the liner archive for all the liners that used to advertise my show when I was at another hot dog station. So we'll find that. What else? Tomorrow, top five rock and roll trophy wives and more information on Listener Party 8, whatever it ends up being called. So don't forget, that's coming up Friday, April 15th at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. So you'll be listening for that. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Stellan from X 910. Hear her Monday through Friday as well, 6 to 9 a.m. on 94.7 FM. Alternative mornings with Sarah and Greg. Tim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom. No one at all on the phones the last couple days because it's just part of the universe's way of thanking me for doing the show. Don and Mike next. Like is 3. World famous Phil Henry show at 7. As always, don't let the best get you right now. Thanks for listening. See y'all later. Bye.